Responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, June 22nd. The coast is clear. The moon travels through powerful Scorpio today and does not connect with any other planet. That means this is a good day and night to use the Scorpio gifts and talents of healing, focused research, and intense concentration and willpower to make some progress around your home or office. Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces birth signs especially. This is a good day for all of us to clean up messes and improve our organization and efficiency. Selfish, hidden agendas are also possible in some folks, as Scorpio's dark side wants to manipulate people and resources to their advantage. So don't be a chump today. People will be playing hardball as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Well, good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. This is Phyllis King and I am your common sense psychic. And I was just listening to that new music I haven't heard yet going, okay, is this my cue? Yes. I'm sitting in for Bonnie Colleen this morning and I will be taking your calls and questions and having our down-to-earth common sense spiritual dialogue up until 9 o'clock this morning. I'll be looking forward to talking to all my friends here at Seeing Beyond Land. It's always like old home week. If you would like to get on the phone with me today, I'm going to start giving out the number. If you want to get in line, the number is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. Now, if you happen to be at your computer or your trusty phone that has email, you can email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S at phyllisking.net. Keep it short and sweet, and I'll read your email on the air as well. I was listening to Lance Ferguson's projection for the day, and it sounds kind of interesting. Don't be a chump, he says. So many ways we can take that. So, I'm going to be taking the calls and questions today, but let me tell you a couple things that are going on. Oh, let me tell you my quick story first. I heard about a week ago about Oprah having a search for, she's having a new reality show on her network next year, the OWN, the OWN network. And you can post a video to her website telling her who you are, what you do, why you should be on her show or whatnot. And of course, I did one. Why not? It's Oprah, of course. Everything Oprah touches turns to gold. We all know that. I decided to fly down to LA last weekend to do a talent. They were having a casting call for the show. And she's partnering up with, hit maker Mark Burnett of The Survivor and, you know, all these other shows, reality shows he's done. I don't know all of them. I just know he's sort of king of reality. And he was there, of course. And they had said, well, you can't get there before 6 o'clock in the morning. So of course I had to fly down Friday night because there's no planes out that early on the Sunday or Saturday morning. So I dragged myself out of bed at 4:30 and it wasn't that difficult. I was pretty excited. And I schlepped myself down to the audition place at 5:45 and there's already 500 people in line. And I'm like, okay, great minds think alike. Okay. I get in line and there's a number of processes you have to go through. The first of it's you have to be able to get your wristband so that you can even participate. And after an hour and a half, I did get my wristband. All right. I'm like, all right, I'm cooking. I'm making it. And then I had to wait 4.5 hours for my audition. And the audition consisted of groups of people who went with the producer for about 15 of us, and we'd sit around a table and we all had 30 seconds to say or give our pitch. And it was quite interesting, very interesting. I got sent on my way after the second round, which was fine. I actually didn't expect to make it in there for all the reasons, but I just wanted to get my products to the producer, and I did do that. They have my books and my CDs and all this stuff, and I figure she's got a whole network to fill up, right? So, but what was really amazing to me, the purpose of the story, is I met amazing people while I was there all day standing in line. I met so many people who had ideas that were contributory in nature, helping people become more authentic in their life, connecting to your career, your perfect career, teaching about food and healthy food preparation and, you know, easy meals and how to beautify your home. All these people, and they were passionate about it. And this was really their thing, their niche, if you want to call it that. It was, and there was no competitiveness in the crowd, which was amazing. And I had just never seen in my life, I have never seen 2,500 people, that's how many were there that day, who came together to share their aspirations and their heartfelt passion. And it was really an amazing thing to see this many people just wanting to do good on the planet. And so I actually made some friends in the line. It was really amazing. We just buddied up and we knew each other's whole life story by the end of the day. It was really quite fun. So that's the Oprah story. And it was quite an event and quite a day. So just wanted to share the Oprah thing because I know I had a video and a lot of you went online and voted for me, and I do appreciate that. Fun. So in addition to that story, I'll be here this entire hour taking your calls and questions here on Seeing Beyond at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. And also, I'd like to let you know that this Saturday, I'm going to be in San Jose at the Divine Science Community Center. I'm participating in a psychic fair and healing arts festival sponsored by Metaphysical Pathways. And we are also, I'm doing discounted readings that day. It's something like 20% off or something. My reading is to encourage people to come down. There'll be a lot of other psychics and healers and channelers. And there's also a speaking room. There's going to be about 10 different speakers. And I will be speaking between 2 and 3, making the connection to your abundance. And it's free. So if you want to come down and, you know, be with like-minded folks and get some information and get motivated and inspired, come down. It'll be great. Let me see. I want to tell you who else is going to be there besides me. I'm looking it up on my computer. Oh, we have Krista Markowitz. She's an author and a speaker, transdimensional artist and clairaudient. And she's the author of Mrs. Tipperwillow's Afterlife Adventures. She'll share insights on life, death, and afterlife. So she's very cool. Sydney Rubin, author of Finding Her Way, A Woman's Journey, Dr. Sherry Zisk. She's a dowser who creates unique flower essence remedies. Love that. Then we have Ray Ray San Juan, a natural trance medium, and of course me. Phyllis King, your common sense psychic. Mary Electra. Mary works on various dimensional levels with you, techniques such as toning, breath. I love toning. So Teresa Proctor, she's a spiritualist, and she's developed and nurtured a special connection with the energy of Magdalene. And she's writing a book about that. And then last but not least, Irene Chung, Stones and Crystals. So a lot of interesting people who will be speaking and different people offering their service. So it's this Saturday. It's 10 to 6 at the Divine Science Community Center. That's 1540 Hicks Avenue. Or you can visit my website, phyllisking.net, for all the info about it. And it's free to get in. And all the different practitioners will charge their own rates. Also, if you're still by your radio or your computer this morning at noon, I have a guest on my internet show on Contact Talk Radio. He's a Pulitzer Prize nominated author named Rick Morgan, and he has written a book called The Keys. It's a wonderful book, talking about his ideas about how to live life and, you know, practical ideas. And this is one of the reasons I aspire to him. But the story about how I met Rick was about it's probably been a year now. I got called to be a guest on a radio show. It's in Nashville. And the person, it's actually, the guy is a car industry expert. You know, he deals with Chrysler and Ford and Pontiac and the CEOs at the highest level and talks about the ramifications of the auto industry on our economy and, you know, everything around that. And I thought, well, this is an interesting fit, a psychic with a car industry expert. And we got on a sort of an informational call before we agreed to be on a show together. And we got talking, and it turned out very quickly, you know, he had some very conservative political values. And, you know, I'm fairly liberal, I'm kind of middle of the road. And I thought, well, this is going to be interesting. Are we just going to get on the air and fight the whole hour? And I'm not really into that. But, you know, I was trying to push a book or something like this. Anyhow, long story short, I get on the show with him, I decide to do it. And as we get right into the show, and all of a sudden this other mild-mannered voice comes on, besides Harry Douglas is his name, and starts asking me questions. And literally, they are some of the best questions I've ever been asked in an interview ever. I was just totally enjoying myself, and it turns out to be Rick. And so, anyhow, just a little story side note there. Okay, I tell you what, I'm just going to go straight to the phones. And if you want to get on the line with me, I want to talk to you at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255, or you may email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. But let's get started with Irma in Berkeley. Welcome, Irma.
Going first. Hi, Phyllis.
You're on, Irma. It's your moment.
Well, actually, I have a question about my daughter. One of my daughters.
So what's her first name? I asked just because I tune in by name.
Oh, okay. It's Laura.
Laura. Okay. Irma, what's your question about Laura?
Okay. She is an attorney, and she's been looking for a job for about 5 or 6 months. I was wondering if you could see her getting a job anytime soon.
Well, define soon. I'm just kidding. You know, I do feel she's going to connect with employment this year. You know, by the end of June, the energy of our area as well as the country and the planet, it just really starts to slow down for all the reasons. You know, there's just a whole, you know, just collectively slow down. Hiring stops, building kind of stops. The expansion just sort of slows for a variety of reasons. And it's not going to pick up again until September. But I do feel that once September rolls around, we will experience significant, we'll all go, oh, mash, things are actually moving forward. You know, we'll see some unemployment figures go down. We will, you know, not significantly, we're going to see things get back to action. Now, I feel your daughter is going to have some opportunities and some interviews, but it doesn't look like she's going to connect to me till close to October. Now, you're very welcome, and so is Laura, to make a liar out of me. I love to be wrong on these. But she's got some things going on in her energy that are competing in terms of matching with people. But, you know, I tend to trust that things work out the way they are supposed to. And, you know, sometimes these delays happen because we're waiting for the right and perfect situation to come to pass. And, you know, it's just sort of the nature of the beast right now that things do not come as quickly as they did, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago. So, you know, for me, I'm looking at October for her.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Let's see here. And if you want to get on the line, I'm here for you at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'm going to take a quick break. When I get back, I'll go to your calls and questions. You're listening to Phyllis King here on Seeing Beyond, your common sense psychic. Stay with me.
Probiotics have been shown to be beneficial in many ways. Introducing these friendly bacteria into your intestines can make the environment unfriendly to harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, hormone replacement, and chlorinated water can all harm our intestinal balance. Loss of that balance often results in fatigue and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is unlike any other product available today. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Curious about your past lives? Hypnotherapist Paradiso will talk about their impact on us today on Wednesday night at East West Bookstore. On Thursday, join Cela Randazzo for fascinating insights into the power of crystals and rock medicine. Renowned channeler Hector Parra will talk about conversations with spirit on Friday and then offer private readings on the weekend. And don't miss Sharon Lund on Saturday and Sunday. The subject is Dying to Live.
Okay, welcome back to Seeing Beyond. This is Phyllis King, your common sense psychic. I'm just getting used to the new music here on the show. It's changed since I was here a few weeks ago. Very good. It's nice to do things new. And I am taking your calls and questions today at 415-543-8255. I forgot to tell you, if you are someone who is kind of psychic yourself or felt like you've had this innate skill for some period of time, I am offering a six-week psychic development course starting July 24th. It's a six-week program. It's going to be Saturdays 10 to 1. I am not taking any more than 10 people, and I'm already half full. But if you'd like to participate, let me know. Visit my website or give me a call at area code 925-362-3083, 925-362-3083. And the cost, it's $250 for the entire program for the 6 weeks. Let's go to our next caller in San Jose, where the Psychic Fair will be this weekend. And I guess it's, I will say it correctly, Mo?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I'm looking for a change in job and currently based overseas and doing a job in the solar technology. I was looking for a change in job right now. I'm going to go through some interviews within this week. What do you think about this?
Do you really want to go overseas? Is that your goal?
No. I'm currently working overseas. And I'm,
Okay.
I care, but I'm based in Bay Area.
Well, you know, there are some solar jobs out there, certainly. And I feel there are some opportunities for you. And I do believe you're going to connect. I think actually you're going to have more than one opportunity. It seems like a pretty hot field right now. And, you know, I see two potential opportunities. So whatever you're doing is working. And I would expect before the end of the summer that you've connected with something, you've chosen something. And there's more than one opportunity, something people will envy. They will wish they were in your position.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Do you know, so where I should be able to find a job, here in Bay Area or outside Bay Area?
It feels pretty close inside of the Bay Area, like maybe, you know, I'm getting sort of like either Emeryville or the South Bay, something not right in the city, but around the city, the peninsula or over in the North Bay. It feels like there's a couple of different opportunities, so I think you'll be in the area.
Okay. I'm giving an interview this week, and the same interview will continue for next week also, so I'm tied up with some company here in Bay Area. They are talking to me. So do you think that will happen for me? Or?
Oh, absolutely. You're, you are, you are someone who's very fortunate to have a lot of skills and a very specific skill set. And you're going to get something. I'm not at all worried about this. I think you will have a choice. So if you get this offer with this job you're interviewing, let's say, and it doesn't feel right, I have no problem telling you to wait for the next one, because you're going to connect. I'm not worried about you. You're going to find something.
All right. Sounds excellent.
It does sound excellent, and I'm sure a lot of people are envious.
Good, because I'm a good human being.
I believe it.
All right,
well, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. He's going to have multiple opportunities, and some of us are out there trying to just get the one. But, you know, this whole green technology, solar technology, recycling, everything, that is so hot right now. And that's just the way it goes. All righty, let's head to Fairfield and talk to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello. It's me and you, and you
okay.
And me. I'm waiting for you.
Okay, I have a question. It's been a whirlwind year and a half, 2 years for me. I reconnected with sort of an old flame from my youth,
wow.
20 years old.
How fun.
Another state, and we bought a house together here in California. He was going to come out here when he retired. And, well, in this same year, he went back, stopped calling, put the house up for sale behind my back, and I am now involved in a really nasty lawsuit. So what I'm wanting to know from you is what can I do to facilitate this, moving through this? I felt the house was mine the moment I walked in. I chose it. It felt like going home. It felt, there's a sacred quality to it. I can't explain it. I don't know how, but I'm just wondering what you can do, how I can let go of it.
Well, now, when you say, why is it involved in a lawsuit? And that's the part I need to understand.
We bought it together. It turned out his divorce wasn't final.
Ouch.
And so she's coming after me with a vengeance rather than doing what she should be doing, which is deal with her marriage. He lied. I trusted him. Yeah, I mean, huge, huge, huge lie.
Yeah,
and now I'm being attacked with a twisted version of the truth. And
yeah.
So I've been afraid to get re-involved in a lawsuit. In a relationship, I finished raising my kids. I thought I'm ready, and this man was from my past. I thought I could trust him.
Well, you know, a couple of things here. Let's start breaking it down. The first thing is that, I mean, this just is sort of common sense, but you really never want to go into a financial investment unless there's a lot of documentation, or if you have a legal contract of some support of some sort, like a marriage, or
mm-hmm.
you have a bunch of documentation to support, whether you trust someone or not, it just makes good sense.
Right.
So just for anybody, don't ever do that again, because as soon as you said that, I was like, uh-oh.
But, oh, believe me. I do have the purchase agreement. I wrote the check.
No, I mean a legal contract in terms of the two of you and what you're agreeing to. And the other part to him, you know, yeah, he wasn't fully forthcoming with his situation, but he was just a person who didn't want to disappoint and really wanted to do the plans. And in some ways, kind of still would. It just didn't know how to say no, and it's going too fast, and I'm not, you know, not quite ready, I'm not quite there, and didn't have the kahunas to step up and get real with you. But I don't want
the
you to feel like
part,
you were completely
really
off base with who you were dealing with. It just got involved, and he wasn't able to come clean with you as it moved forward.
So what do I do now? I mean, all of that I really get.
Yeah.
And I think he's a coward. I think he's used to slipping, sliding, and taking the easy way out.
Well, my feeling about the property is this. You're going to have to deal. There's no way you're not going to be able to deal, because that will make it worse for you. I don't believe this is a property you're going to be able to hold on to. And the energy suggests that even if you were able to hold on to it by some, you know, by some, you know, be able to make that happen, it's not going to feel right to you, because you will always remember this as the property that basically ran, you know, took you through the ringer. And it's going to have that energy to it and those memories. So I believe there's another property out there for you if you want it. But you're going to have to become involved and do the work of interacting in this process. You're not going to have a choice with that. And it will only make it worse if you don't.
Thank you, Phyllis. That's what I got, and that's why I'm doing it. I hate this sort of confrontation, but we'll be going to court. So is that what you're talking about?
You know, I think there will be some of that, but it's not going to be drawn out, because energy suggests if you stand up and face it, it will dissipate. And it will dissipate fairly quickly, because it's not a complicated situation. It's just highly charged emotionally. So the legality of it doesn't feel as profound as the emotional content.
Okay, thank you. That's what I felt. I'd rather hide. That's how what I wanted to do, but I felt like I really needed to stand up, and I am. And I'm not quite sure. I have a lawyer. I sued him. I'm trying to. What else do you mean by standing up? Just feeling strong within myself, maybe?
Yeah, and just making sure you're being proactive and trying to get it done and moving forward and just not backing away from it. Just staying involved. And, you know, these things, who wouldn't want to hide? Who wouldn't want to run away? But, you know, just
try and see what you can learn.
Yeah, and see what you can learn from this. Look at this as a teacher, not a punisher. And see how you can evolve as a person from this. Can you do that?
Okay, well, I really can.
I know. I believe you. I have a lot of faith in
it's
you.
It's all about standing up for me. It really is. It's all about standing up and fighting. Well, I don't want to say fighting, but standing up. This is my house. I'm the only one who's lived in it. Mm-hmm. I chose it. So standing up. And everything feels so wrong.
Yeah. Well, and I want to tell you that you have another relationship coming in early 2011. So once this is behind you, and it will be behind you sooner than you think, you'll be able to heal and move forward, and you'll feel good about moving into another situation, and you will.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's the other side of the coin. I thought, how am I ever... But I'm looking at my mistakes and how I could have. It was the long distance thing.
Yes.
It was a long
distance. And then you sort of had this idea, because I've known this person from however long ago it was, that I could trust them, and you didn't really know who he was. You don't know how he's lived his life from the time
you've
been
apart. No, I
don't. So
you're absolutely right, and that's another issue I have, is just turning my life over. So I appreciate you validating that, and that really gives me a plan, because right now I'm waiting to hear from my lawyer, and I've kept thinking, I hear through this little voice saying, call him, make sure things are moving along, make sure this, make sure that, and so I want to sit back and wait for him to call me. I haven't called him at all, so maybe I do need to just get more involved and more. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd like to see you push through it and not have it hanging out here indefinitely. So if you can move it along and push through the energy, absolutely.
Okay.
And it looks like by September again, early October, you're going to be done with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I hate having this ugly, horrible mess hanging over my head.
Exactly. And try and look at it like a teacher, so you're not hating it. This is your life, and so what are we learning here, and all that good stuff.
For me, it feels like, get it right this time, so you don't have to do
this
again.
Yes, I get it. And be nice to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Phyllis.
You are welcome. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I am going to take a quick break. If you'd like to get on the line in the next segment, the number is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. You're listening to Phyllis King, your common sense psychic, here on Seeing Beyond. Stay with me.
Mm-hmm. Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
I guess that's my cue. Welcome back to the show. This is Phyllis King, and I'm your Common Sense Psychic sitting in here on Seeing Beyond for Bonnie Colleen, taking your calls and questions up until 9 o'clock today at 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. And I would like to invite all Seeing Beyond listeners to come down to the Divine Science Community Center this Saturday between 10 and 6 for a psychic fair and healing arts festival sponsored by the Bay Area Metaphysical Group. And I will be participating and doing readings. And I'm doing discount readings just for... because to get people to come down and if you'd wanted to have a reading for with me for some time and it's been a little pricey, I'm making it affordable. And also between 2 and 3, I will be holding the stage. There's a number of speakers there that day, which I shared with you earlier. And I'm going to be presenting my workshop, Making the Connection to Your Abundance. And that is, of course, free. And that's from 2 to 3. I'd love to see you there. So come on down 10 to 6 this Saturday. Divine Science Community Center, 1540 Hicks Avenue. You can get more information off my website at phyllisking.net. And also a quick reminder about my psychic development course beginning July 24th. I'm taking 10 people. It'll be 10 to 1 every Saturday for 6 weeks. If you want to learn how to be a psychic professionally, if you want to develop great boundaries, if you want to understand how it works, whatever your interest level is, you will get that from this course. Okay, let's get back to the phones and talk to Kathy in Pacifica. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is the first time I've heard of you, and I'm loving the show.
Good, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I'm in transition career-wise. I'm going into my 60s next year and been thinking about what I can do in my 60s and beyond. I'm in the corporate world, have been all my work life, and I'm thinking of transitioning into hypnotherapy. I wonder what you thought about that.
Well, you know, I'm loving that you're considering things that are really outside of the box, given that you've been in the box for a long time, and I think that'll be a wonderful... nurturing, expansive, interesting place for you. I think hypnotherapy, I love hypnotherapy. I love past life regression. I think they're fabulous tools. I'm wondering if you want to do more than hypnotherapy, like if there's another healing modality that you have some interest in.
Yes, that's the thing. I love all of these healing modalities. And One that really has been coming up for me lately is hand analysis.
Ooh.
Helping people with knowing their life purpose.
Yes, I love that. And I'm glad that you have that gut level feeling already, because energy suggests that, yes, you can do the hypnotherapy, but it's not the only thing you can do, and that you should really embrace something that feels heart-driven. And I even when you said hand analysis, something in your energy just sparkled for me. And I like that when you have the multiple modalities, it's in some ways it's easier to generate the income and to get your name out there and have people start to resonate with you because they understand that you do a couple of different things. So I'm liking it for you. It's a process, and I think you'll hit various levels of energy about what it feels like, what you're supposed to do with it, how, and that. But this is what you want. You want to grow. You want to expand. You want to experience something different, and also this part of who you are. So I have nothing but permission and excitement for you to pursue this.
Oh, great.
And I happen to know someone who's a fabulous hand analysis. If you, her name is Colleen Cole, palmpriestess.net. If you want someone to connect with about this, she's also very passionate about it.
Oh, wonderful. What is that website again?
It's palmpriestess.net.
Okay.
And she's good people and someone you might want to connect with, and she can show you the ropes and you can get excited together about the technology, because she really loves it as well.
Great. Thank you.
Good.
Any idea when I'll be making this transition?
I think you should start making the transition now. There's a lot of permission involved here. A lot of, you know, a lot of you have to give yourself permission to get going and start allowing it into your life. So I would say in some small way, start doing it now and start making room for it so it can pick up speed and gain momentum on its own. And then, you know, I feel inside of a year and a half, 2 years here, you're kind of really in the groove of it. So I think it's going to light a fire for you. I feel it taking off fairly quickly.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kathy. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
If you just tuned into the program, you're listening to Phyllis King, your common sense psychic, and I am sitting in here for Bonnie Colleen. And let's go to, it's either Sheila or Shayla in San Francisco.
It is Sheila.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Twofold question. And
Let me get my pen. Okay. Fire away. You're assuming I have a memory. Okay.
Okay, write this down. Am I ever going to move out of this apartment? I've been living here 7 years, single parent.
How old is your child?
Well, my youngest he'll be 15 in September, and then I have an adult child who's currently residing with me.
Okay.
And you know, trying to get on her adult feet, and my son has asked me, "Mom, when are we going to move?" Because I have been saying it now for like 4 or 5 years. And I don't know. I just haven't been able, I look here and there. I'll look on Craigslist. I'll do a little something here and there, you know, getting out. And, I see a for rent sign. But then, you know, I've not ever owned a house or anything like that. And so I have applied for first-time home buyer programs, only just not to really follow through on it after all the paperwork and stuff has been filled out, and then they want more information. I just say, "Oh, forget it." So, you know, it's just like I do want to move, but it's like, do I really want to move? Yeah, I want to move. So,
you know,
so
energy suggests
it?
That. Well, there's quite a few things going on in there, actually.
Okay.
Energy suggests you'll have an opportunity to move next summer. It doesn't feel like you're going to go before then.
Oh.
But energy also suggests you may not do it for 2 more years.
What? Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, you're going to really have to get excited about it and address this whole feeling of overwhelm. It's
yeah.
like you start to hit the energy and start to deal with it, and then it looks so big to you and feels so big on so many levels that
yeah.
you just shut down and can't continue the process. You even said that in terms of paperwork or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're just going to have to climb that mountain. And I want you to know that this feeling of overwhelm that you have about it is really self-created. It's not as big as you keep perceiving it to be. And so if you get yourself to push forward through it and say, well, this time I'm just going to stick to it for 90 days or something, and give yourself a target, you'll
mm-hmm.
find that that overwhelm energy dissipates and you'll have more success. But you've got a great big buffer between you and your goal. And so you need to dissipate that buffer energy in between. And it's this overwhelm feeling. Maybe you could enlist the adult child who's in your house and say, you know, why don't you handle this for me? Why don't you do all this paperwork? And why don't you really do a lot of the searching for me? You know what I like. So get some support on it. You're so quiet.
Yeah.
I shut you up. Are you going to shut me up now?
No, just when you said 2 years, tears rose to my eyes. You know, it's
yeah.
like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Can't not
well,
be tears.
I want you to realize that you are powerful, and where you have put your attention in terms of this overwhelm piece
mm-hmm.
makes a big difference. It's feeding this buffer inside
and
of you.
And you know, Phyllis, it's fear as well, because you know I work for the city government office, and it's like, am I going to have a job? You know, because it's just been
heart.
Going back and forth on that. You know. And that's
is that the second part of your question?
Yeah, that's the other part.
You
yeah.
are going to have a job. Your income looks consistent and it looks stable. So even if you hear all this rumbling, you, whatever it is you're doing, they're not going to let you go. Apparently you do 5 jobs for one person, so they're not going to get a better deal.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna
make that less than 2 years. That
good.
Just sounds...
Make me a liar. Do it. I love it. Well, I want you to get excited and say, I'm going to go find my new place. You got to get your energy up. And you
yeah.
got to say, it's happening, baby. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to go out there and find my place. You start visualizing what it feels like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what it feels like when you would be there. Do that at least twice a day. Just not how you're going to make it happen necessarily, but say, what would it feel like when I'm at the place I want to live in? What does it feel like? Is there fresh air coming in? Is there light coming in the windows? Is it dark? You know, what is it that makes me just love it? And then start generating that in your energy, because we attract what's in our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have this, I can't do it. I've been looking for 5 years. I'm never going to get there. You know, what do you think you're going to attract?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd say enlist the adult child. The two of you get excited about it rather than when are we going to move, you know. Let's get excited.
Yeah.
You remind me of someone who would call up and say, Phyllis, when am I going to have a relationship? I'd like to be with someone, but if you talk like this, who's going to want to be around you? You know what I'm saying? You get it. Okay, I've beat you up enough sufficiently. Keep me posted on your plans, and feel free to go to my website at phyllisking.net. I have some tools in my learning center, 30-day plans, which might help you move some of this energy and get to your goal.
All right, cool.
All right, Sheila.
Thank you, Phyllis.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Sunita in Cupertino, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I had a question regarding my husband. He is currently working overseas and wants to make a transition back to U.S., and he's in the field of solar energy.
Is that Mo?
Mo? What's Mo?
Oh, I was wondering if your husband was Mo, because Mo called earlier in solar energy, working overseas, looking to transition here. Sorry.
I don't know if he has called you. I don't know. I just heard the radio, so.
What's your husband's name?
Mohan.
Oh, well, it is. It's the same one.
Oh, Mohan. Okay. He called you.
He called me. You're so funny. There's a lot of good news for him, Sunita. I want you to know.
Okay.
He does have multiple opportunities coming up in the Bay Area. Uh-huh. He's a good person. He's got great skills. He's going to get hired, and everyone's jealous of him because he's going to have more than one opportunity. So he's going to connect very soon. He has stuff happening. So, yes, you guys are going to get to have him close to home.
Yeah, the question is also for him only because I keep reassuring, you know, I think we are fine. We don't have financial worries, but he is constantly, because I work only part-time, I teach. Mm-hmm. And so the second question is financial forecast. What do you feel? Because we have our younger son planning to go to college within the next 2 years. The older one's already in a school. So that's the second part of the question, financial equation.
Well, I'm not worried about you guys. You guys are worriers. You guys tend to be worriers. Mm-hmm. But I'm not worried about you at all because you have so much he's going to have opportunities. You're going to be fine. You're going to manage your situations just fine. You will have more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about it one bit. And I don't think you should either.
Oh, no, I don't worry. I mean, I took a decision to teach part-time because I wanted to do my job as a mother perfectly right.
Good.
And, I think in this country, one can make a transition at any time.
Yes.
If you have the qualification, and I do, I have my qualification in biology, and I can transition to that.
Beautiful.
When I feel everybody is settled, you know?
Yes.
So that's
it. I'm happy for you, and I'm sure many of the audience members are jealous of you. So.
Oh, no, I think jealousy is just a state of mind.
No, I mean, because your husband's going to have multiple opportunities, and you're working, and anyhow, you get what I'm saying.
But
all is well for you and your family, Sunita, and I thank you and your husband for being supporters of Seeing Beyond.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, friends, I'm going to take a quick break. If you want to get on the last segment, the number is 415-543-8255. You're listening to Phyllis King, and I'm your Common Sense Psychic. Stay with me.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650 321-6419.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Phyllis King here, your Common Sense Psychic, sitting in on Seeing Beyond, taking your calls and questions. But I do want to invite you to the Psychic Fair this Saturday in San Jose at the Divine Science Community Center. I'm doing discount readings. I have a few hours left on my calendar. You can book on my website also if you want to reserve your spot and read with me. There'll be other psychics and such there. And there will be, I think, 10 speakers throughout the day. And I am presenting Making the Connection to Your Abundance between 2 and 3, and that is free. And reminding you also about my psychic development workshop class. It's 6 weeks, and it begins July 24th. It's every Saturday, 10 to 1, for six Saturdays in a row. So visit my website, phyllisking.net, for more info. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Mark in San Carlos. Hi, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, great. Okay, cool. I'm here. All right, and you're there. You know what? Just maybe a general question. What do you see for me?
Oh my goodness. Well, you got to pick some area here.
Okay, that's too broad. Okay, let me just throw something at you. I've been interested in many things: massage therapy, music, singing, shamanistic work. And then I get these books, you know, change your thought, change your life, change your mind, change this. But then when sometimes you're reading, okay, I'm going to be in control of my thoughts, I'm going to think differently. But then sometimes you just, you know, I work at the airport and I look at a lot of different people and a lot of different things. I just see a lot of stuff and it's like, wow, I'm seeing this person there and they look very erotic. I bet I could take a beautiful photo of them, you know. And I'll look at this one and say, look at the piece of that person there and look how you just, people in general. It's like, you know, you're connected to people in some type of energetic field. And it's, you know, it's just kind of interesting because I don't know what God wants for me. I mean, I have no idea, and that's what I'm looking for.
I'm loving this now. Okay, here we go. You are someone to me, you already need to hang up your shingle. I get it that you have a job. I get that. You work at the airport. You told us that. But you have something which I call overflow. And you need to get in action using some of these other skills, or else everything is going to continue to feel overflowing. And it will feel not necessarily overwhelming, but it's trying to get out and it's got no way to get out. And so it's just... at every little opportunity, stuff is creeping out. You're highly creative. You have incredible creative energy, but you also have incredible healing energy. You're a healer to me. So for me, for you, you just need to start doing it in some way. I'm not telling you that you have to go out and do it for a living right now or maybe ever, but you're going to need to make space for it in your life, whether it's one night a week, one day on the weekend, twice a month. You're going to need to make an outlet for yourself to start letting some of this energy out and be able to express itself consistently, or you're going to continue to be backed up and have it just creep out in all these various ways. You know, you're like a pot on the stove that's boiling and the lid keeps kind of percolating off. You need to just go out there and do it. And I want you to do it for people. At least for now, I want you to stop the learning piece and the reading piece and studying teachers or what. I want you to start doing it and having some feedback from the experiential process.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree with you. You're right on. It's like I should be going maybe to a weekend seminar. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I'd like to see you teaching the weekend seminar.
There you go.
I want to see you practicing what it is you know to date and start trying it on, because that's how we learn what's working for us and what we know.
Okay, great.
And you're
fantastic.
Ready. You're ready.
I know I am. I know I am.
Well, then don't go learn anything else for now. Go teach somebody something.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks
for the call, Mark.
All right.
Okay, let's get to E.T. in Oakland. Hey, E.T.
How you doing, Phyllis?
Hello.
Hi. I feel like Mark, but I've been having all these like dreams about prosperity and abundance, and I was just wondering what kind of energy do you see around that? In other words, what I've been praying for and working on coming through.
Wow.
And having experience. Like the love of my life and finances.
You're asking an incredible question, and I'm afraid I'm going to get up back in the clock, but I'm going to try and talk fast here. And maybe you'll think about coming to San Jose for a reading, because you're asking an incredible question, whether you realize it or not. But prosperity and abundance is not compartmentalized, obviously. We're the whole person. I mean, we may higher function in certain areas than others, but you are clamoring, craving, and you are doing your very best to vibrate at a level to bring those things to you. The only thing I'm watching in your space that I would like to see more of is more permission for you to have these beliefs and to change your life in certain ways that will allow the very things in you say you want. There's still a little bit too much self-criticism. There's still a little bit, am I getting it right? There's still a little bit much of that going on in there. But overall, you're doing a fabulous job. And I just want you to know, we don't ever really arrive at a destination. If you meet Mr. Wonderful, then you'll go into another phase of dealing with the complexities of the relationship. If you go get $1 million tomorrow, then you'll be dealing with the complexities of dealing with $1 million and all the people who want your money now that you're rich. So I just want you to realize it's a process, and all of you is going with you, not just your bank account, not just your heart, but your spiritual person, all of it. And I just want you to be nice to you, really, really, really nice to you.
Oh, so do you see like a time frame? I understand what you're saying, but can you say, oh, yeah, E.T., this is coming for you. This is what I see. Doing a good job.
I don't see, when I'm looking at your financial flow, what I see is spikes and I see reductions, spikes and reductions. Spikes. So whatever you're doing, I feel you will have at least one spike this year. So it really becomes about the consistency and making sure that you are committed to yourself. And so when energy shifts, you don't immediately think you've failed. So I feel a spike for you coming as early as November. And there's things to be learned when the spike goes down. So this is why this is a longer conversation. In terms of the heartfelt connection, the relationship, you know, 2011, the middle of 2011 looks like the connection time for you. It doesn't mean it's a dry spell. It just means you're working up to it and you're trying to attract that right and perfect person. But right now, that's the time frame for that.
Okie dokie.
All right, E.T. I'm up against the clock. Thank you for the beautiful call and question. Love to hear from you again. Okay, friends, as I said, I'm against the clock. Thanks for the calls and questions, Anae. Please come down to the Psychic Fair at the Divine Science Community Center in San Jose this Saturday, 10 to 6. I'll be speaking from 2 to 3, and I have a couple hours left in my calendar for readings if you want a discount reading that day. Okay, website, phyllisking.net. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. I'm there. And it's been great as always. I will be back on July 5th, sitting in for Bonnie on that holiday weekend. So tune in then. But for now, you've been listening to Phyllis King on Seeing Beyond. And I am your Common Sense Psychic. Have a great day.